KSA Radio News with Wendy King.
Electricity has now been restored to around 2 million homes and businesses across Texas after a huge snowstorm ravaged most of the state. Hundreds of thousands of outages still remain in many cities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have already begun the process to make sure that events like this never again happen in Texas. And that starts with reforming the agency in charge of electric reliability in Texas, which is ERCOT.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is hoping for a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
Was able to talk to the president on Tuesday afternoon and make sure he was aware that we would be making that request. And of course, I look forward to getting a response from him very soon.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The series of winter storms this week have been disrupting vaccine shipments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're also working with our partners to move up scheduled deliveries whenever possible and to surge shipment operations through the end of the week into the weekend. We're in conversation about extended hours and additional appointments to try and reschedule shots given the storm.
Also, as a result of the pandemic, life expectancy in this country has dropped a full year. It's a decline not seen since the Second World War. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has lost just under 500,000 people due to the pandemic. Democrats in Congress have unveiled a sweeping immigration reform bill that closely aligns with President Biden's vision, offering a pathway to citizenship for some 11 million people. The legislation comes 1 week after Biden officially ended a national emergency declaration at the border with Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz is in trouble for leaving the country while his state is in crisis. With more, here's USA's Valerie Dior.
Outrage from many in Texas as Senator Ted Cruz is photographed in a United Airlines lounge as well as boarding a flight from Houston to sunny Cancun, Mexico, while the state he represents is in trouble. Cruz issued a statement that since his kids were out of school, he allowed them to join other friends in Cancun and that he only escorted them there, spent the night, and returned to Texas. No matter the reason, the optics aren't good. The death toll in Texas from the cold is near 30, with reports of many freezing to death inside their homes or from carbon monoxide poisoning of those desperate to stay warm in their cars. The numbers are sketchy, but there are millions without power or water that is safe to drink. For some, now on day four. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A major shooting event had police scrambling in Philadelphia. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section. Commissioner Daniel Outlaw.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.